Joining us now is Robert Fatone, author of Haiti's Predatory Republic, The Unending Transition to Democracy. He's also a professor of government at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville. Thanks for being with us today.
Good afternoon.
Professor, I'm sure a lot of people woke up this morning and heard the news about Haiti and thought, why does this country seem to be in continuous turmoil? Can you help us understand why?
Well, this is a country which is extremely poor. And the scarcity that you have in Haiti is really virtually unheard of. And I think that generates a kind of politics where if you're not born into the wealthy small class of Haitians, there are very few avenues to make money. So politics becomes a business, and that's the story of the last 50 years or so of the country.
Mm-hmm. Politics simply becomes corrupt, and politicians take resources for themselves.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the pattern. And we had hope when Mr. Aristide was elected for the first time in 1990 and became president in 91. But at that time, what you had was really a tremendous amount of resistance on the part of the elite to any fundamental change in Haiti. And the situation became extremely polarized, and the military essentially decided that Mr. Aristide had to go. So at that point, the popular movement, which had crystallized, really started to decline. And when Mr. Aristide came back in 94 with the help of the Marines, well, Mr. Aristide was no longer the same leader, and corruption became a factor very quickly when he returned. And he had to make all kinds of compromises with very compromising people. And ultimately, the system started to fall apart.
Did the U.S. Drop the ball in Haiti?
Well, you see, one of the great problems of the first intervention that restored Aristide was that the strategy was essentially to get in, reestablish some order, put back into the presidency Mr. Aristide, and then exit. And to that extent, it was a success. But very few institutions were built. There was some money distributed, but the problem is that the bulk of that money really went to the American troops. It didn't really stay in Haiti. And then we had a regime that could not absorb that amount of money because we didn't have the institutions. So it was a quick entry and a quick exit.
Well, what about the U.S. intentions this time? Do you get a sense that the Bush administration is ready to make a long-term commitment to stabilizing Haiti?
This is very doubtful in my mind. I think the Bush administration at this moment is really quite busy and quite preoccupied with Iraq and Afghanistan, and Haiti is another problem. And I think they'll probably try to stabilize it very quickly. There will be some investment, some promises, but ultimately I don't really believe that there will be a long-term sustained commitment to Haiti. And at the same time, I'm not quite sure.
What must be done to get Haiti on the right path?
Well, you see, I think what you have in Haiti is a crisis that is systemic. You have an economic crisis, which is really acute. You have a massive ecological crisis. You obviously have a political crisis. And then you have what I would call a moral crisis. In other words, it's very difficult once you take power in Haiti to remain non-corrupt. So I think if you don't deal fundamentally with the economic crisis, which is reflected in a huge, huge gap between the minority of the haves and the overwhelming majority of the have-nots, unless you can change that, and I'm not quite sure how you change that, because the whole political class, and I include the opposition, I include the Lavalas regime, is really a class that has not fundamentally changed its vision of politics. And unless we change that, it's extremely unlikely that you're going to get, a better future.
It seems like you're suggesting that there has to be a tremendous injection of capital from the outside.
Ultimately, if you want, given where Haiti is situated, given the very limited natural resources that we have. I think you need a long-term, sustained commitment of the international community, some kind of a mini Marshall Plan for the country. That may in turn lead to a much better future. But on the other hand, the political crisis now has to be resolved, and it's not clear who is going to emerge victorious from that crisis and what kind of government we are going to get.
Professor Robert Fatton is a Haitian-American and the author of Haiti's Predatory Republic, The Unending Transition to Democracy. He's also a professor of government at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville. Thanks a lot for being with us today.
Thank you very much.